Whenever you try new things, do you try to hurry it up and try to get to the final stage? Well, that won't serve you well. Keep listening. Hello everyone, I am Amar and you're listening to the 24th episode of Stoic Human Podcast. By starting slow, you will go fast. Have you ever tried to speed up the process of anything? Trying to take a shortcut, skipping a few steps, and the next thing you know is that the simple recipe you were trying to follow is a mess. The app that you were building crashes on every other device, and so on. But why do shortcuts lead to such failures? And how do successful people get away with taking shortcuts and still get success? But TLDR is, they don't take shortcuts. You want instant gratification. Around 4 months ago, when I started learning guitar, I was nervous about learning how to play this instrument. I've been listening to Linkin Park, Green Day, Pink Floyd, etc. since I was a 9 year old or maybe a younger guy. I had the image of lead guitarists in mind and how beautiful those guitar solos sound to my ears. Then I started learning guitar for the first time, and even making A and D chord shapes sound good was very tough, let alone switching between them fast enough. I tried to do those changes fast before even trying to do them slowly, because slow ones didn't sound good, but the reality was I couldn't make fast ones sound good until I perfected myself at playing it slow. But why was I hurrying? When I sat and relaxed during meditation, I realized I was doing that just to hurry up the process, maybe look cool to others, and had incorrect expectations for how long it will take me to play a guitar anywhere close to the lead guitarist of those bands that I listened to. So instead of looking for instant gratification, I started enjoying the process. I would go slow for a day or 2 days, and then next I would see my fingers moving faster and more accurately automatically. In 4 months itself, I'm able to play a lot of pop songs and also melody for Autumn Leaves by Eric Clapton. Now, when I look back at 4 months of journey, I am really satisfied. A similar thing happened last year when I started going to nearby Gold's Gym and started doing strength training for the first time in my life. The first thing that every gym trainer and someone who has been working out for years told me to start with lightweight and increase the weight gradually, and the moment I realized that posture is getting compromised by the heavier weight, then I should just drop the weight. And if you think about it and see those people who try to lift heavy weight with incorrect posture are not only risking their health but also the fast progress that they can gain by following the correct technique, but for what? Just attracting the eyes of others in the gym, getting validation from them. But in reality, people worth impressing won't get impressed by those incorrect techniques. Successful people don't take shortcuts. The whole concept that rich and successful people are evil and have taken shortcuts to achieve success is a misnomer. It's a half story. It's true that they have taken shortcuts in aspects of life which don't really matter for them. But they have worked hard in the aspects of life which really matter. Successful people are simply better than the general population at prioritizing and segregating high impact aspects. They don't waste time thinking about what all clothes to wear every day. Instead, they try to have a wardrobe in which they have multiple of the same garment. They won't try to search for coupons endlessly. Instead, they will negotiate when it comes to higher impact stuff like salary, business deals, real estate, and keep investing with discipline. Pareto's principle is a beautiful thing, and I have discussed about it in a detail in a blog post linked in the description of this podcast episode. They start slow and stay consistent with it for years. They set realistic goals and try to follow right technique to achieve those goals. I'll talk about how to shortlist all the high impact work that you can do in the next episode. Well, that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday. And check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is D-O-T-C-O-M, stoichuman.com. Subscribe to us, our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.